February 15, The Daily Stoic. Only bad dreams. Clear your mind and get a hold on yourself. And as when awakened from sleep and realizing it is only a bad dream upsetting you, wake up and see that what's there is just like those dreams. Marcus Aurelius, Meditation 6.31. The author, Raymond Chandler, was describing most of us when he wrote in a letter to his publisher, "I never looked back, although I had many uneasy periods looking forward." Thomas Jefferson once joked in a letter to John Adams, "How much pain has cost us the evils which have never happened?" And Seneca would put it best, "There is nothing so certain in our fears that's not yet more certain in the fact that most of what we dread comes to nothing." Many of the things that upset us, the Stoics believed, are a product of the imagination, not reality. Like dreams, they are vivid and realistic at the time, but preposterous once we come out of it. In a dream, we never stop to think and say, "Does this make any sense?" So we go along with it. The same goes with our flights of anger or fear or other extreme emotions. Getting upset is like continuing the dream while you're awake. The thing that provoked you wasn't real, but your reaction was. And so from the fake comes real consequences, which is why you need to wake up right now instead of creating a nightmare. A Year with C.S. Lewis. No shortage of good ideas. When you get down to it, is not the popular idea of Christianity simply this, that Jesus Christ was a great moral teacher and that if only we took his advice, we might be able to establish a better social order and avoid another war? Now, mind you, this is quite true, but it tells you much less than the whole truth about Christianity, and it has no practical importance at all. It is quite true that if we took Christ's advice, we should soon be living in a happier world. You need not even go as far as Christ. If we did all that Plato or Aristotle or Confucius told us, we should get on a great deal better than we do. And so what? We never have followed the advice of the great teachers. Why are we likely to begin now? Why are we more likely to follow Christ than any of the others? Because he is the best moral teacher? But that makes it even less likely that we should follow him. If we cannot take the elementary lessons, is it likely we are going to take the most advanced one? If Christianity only means one bit more of good advice, then Christianity is of no importance. There has been no lack of good advice for the last 4,000 years. A bit more makes no difference. Mirror Christianity. 1908, Lewis's mother, Flora Lewis, undergoes major cancer surgery. Jesus calling. Come to him with all your weaknesses, physical, emotional, spiritual. Rest in the comfort of his presence, remembering that nothing is impossible with him. Pry your mind away from your problems so that you can focus your attention on him. Recall that he is able to do immeasurably more than all you ask or imagine. Instead of trying to direct him to do this and that, seek to attune yourself to what he is already doing. When anxiety attempts to wedge its way into your thoughts, remind yourself that he is your shepherd. The bottom line is that he is taking care of you. Therefore, you needn't be afraid of anything. Rather than trying to maintain control over your life, abandon yourself to his will. Though this may feel frightening, even dangerous, the safest place is to be in his will. For nothing is impossible with God. Luke 1:37. Now to him who is able to be immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, 1 through 4.